Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 283 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 8th is search your thoughts for a desire which continues to whisper to you, even though you do not pay it much attention. Imagine if you started following through on your whisper, and describe what your life would be like. What scares you about living your vision? What excites you about living your vision? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. I'd like to start off today with the definition of success I've created through my life experiences and what I've learned from others throughout my journey. Success is striving to achieve excellence, which is living up to our full potential. This journey involves giving it our best shot each day to improve in body, mind, and soul. My definition of success is a lot different than what the dictionary says about success. In fact, I think one of the major choices we have to make is whether we're going to go after success according to the standards of the world, or if we are seeking soul success. Deep down, we all want to be successful. We want to know that our life had some meaning, and that we were able to provide some value to the world. But we get lost when we simply conform to the expectations of the world. Graduate from high school, go to college, get a job, work for 35 years or so, and retire. Now, can we be successful within a framework like that? Sure we can. But the key is to have an awareness to whether that formula is or is not the correct one for us to experience soul success. And one of the reasons it's called soul success is because how it plays out in each person's life may be completely different. And the only place for us to discover the answer to how it should look in our life is within ourselves. Sure, we can read a book or go to a workshop and get some ideas or find some motivation, but the only place to figure out what soul success looks like for us is to go inside ourselves and to listen to what our lives are telling us. We each have a calling, a unique purpose for who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. But here's the thing. No one said we have to have our purpose wrapped up and tied with a bow when we are 22 years old. Maybe we will, or maybe we won't. But I don't think our purpose and our calling ever leave us. I think if we continue to say no to our purpose every day, it will keep whispering to us. It may whisper to us with our internal voice. It may whisper to us in our interactions with another person. It may whisper to us in the good or bad things that happen in our lives. So what do we need to do? We need to start listening. We need to listen to our lives, and we need to listen inside of ourselves. As Parker Palmer said, quote, "Don't just tell your life what you want to do with it. Listen to what it wants to do with you," end quote. And I love the following suggestion from Jeff Goins in his book, The Art of Work. Here's a great idea and a tool we can use to help us with the fundamental of success of having a vision. Jeff says, look at the major events in your life and write them down on a piece of paper. Note everything significant you can remember. Even the things that seem silly or irrelevant but come to mind for some reason. Don't try to decode the meaning. Just put down everything you can think of. As you reach the end of the list, look for a common thread, some recurring theme. Can you see how one event, without any intention or planning on your part, influenced another? How that late-night trip to the diner led to meeting the love of your life? How a series of useless internships influenced your career choice? You will begin to see a theme, a surprisingly obvious thread that ties it all together. What Jeff is saying is we need to quit trying to plan out everything that will happen for the rest of our lives. And we need to start listening to what is possible for us through the things that life is giving us. So how about you? Can you search your thoughts for a desire which continues to whisper to you, even though you do not pay it much attention? Can you imagine if you started following through on your whisper? And can you describe what your life would look like? What scares you about living your vision? What excites you about living your vision? This is scary. It's unknown. It's uncomfortable. But it's the way life is meant to be. It's also exciting, because we are way more powerful than we think, and we have far greater potential than we can possibly imagine. I believe that it is possible that we do discover our purpose by the age of 22 and spend the next 35 years living it out. But I also believe it's possible that our entire lives may be preparing us to live out our ultimate purpose in one single day of our lives. The fact is, we're not ever entirely certain. And to have a vision and act in spite of that uncertainty requires faith. But it's a faith that can help us increase our impact on our students and athletes when we have a vision and seek soul success so we can give them a better version of ourselves every day.